Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
This is a good time for you?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Wow. And I know I say this every time, so I hope it doesn't sound like... But golly, you had a great Twitter chat. You and Adam.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yes.
So how do you know Adam Welcome, or is it just through the Twitters?
Actually, we have met one time. Let's see. I went to the Best Practices, NAESP, the National Association for Elementary School Principals Conference, out in Long Beach. It was probably summer of 2015 or 2016. Anyway, and met Adam there, and that was the summer that he and Todd Nesloni met there as well, and came up with Kids Deserve It right there at the NAESP conference.
That is really cool. And so how did you guys decide to set up the Twitter chat for Okla Ed?
Well, that is interesting as well. We have asked Adam to come be the keynote at the OAESP Midwinter Conference. So the Elementary Principals Association for Oklahoma at our Midwinter Conference at the end of this month, January 31st, he's going to keynote. So we thought that it would be great to have him on our Okla Ed Chat as well this month and just get some conversation going about what kids deserve in Oklahoma.
Excellent. How do you think the chat went?
I think it went amazingly well. I think it went very well.
Well, and there were so many more people on it. The kids deserve it hashtag, right? I mean, it felt like there were way more people.
There were. I know we were tweeting out during the week just from the OAESP hashtag that we would be hosting the Twitter chat. And each time we would do that, I would make sure and tag Adam and use the Kids Deserve It hashtag. And then he was retweeting that. So a lot of those people that generally join in that Kids Deserve It hashtag chat on Wednesday nights, I think they joined in, which was awesome.
That is awesome. I mean, it really added to the conversation and just kept it really busy.
Yeah, it was on fire. My fingers were going.
It was awesome. What was your intention for the chat? Was it just to get Okla Ed recognizing him more for the conference, or were there other, underlying intentions for the chat?
Well, that was one of them, was just to kind of bring some awareness that Adam would be coming to our state. I'm not sure if you've read the Kids Deserve It book. I've read it several times and done a book study with my teachers. And in fact, I'm bringing five teachers to that conference. So we really just wanted to let everybody know that the conference, even though it's put on by the Principals Association, it's open to everybody, because Adam and Todd and their book, Kids Deserve It, is very relevant. It's a great message. It's positive, and I think in our state, in Oklahoma, where we have so many negatives going on in education right now, it's something that teachers could read and say, yes, you know, I can go into my classroom and I can do what kids deserve, even though maybe our lawmakers aren't making that as easy for us, or, you know. So we wanted everybody to know that he was going to be in Oklahoma, and, you know, just what do kids deserve? Let's have that conversation and let's bring it to a head. It was something different that we thought that everybody would enjoy.
I'm so sorry for coughing.
Cut it down to one pack a day, Erin.
Oh, my word. I had the flu earlier this week. It has been horrible. Well, did you have a favorite question of the night?
Oh, my goodness. I think my favorite question, it was, I think it was one of the last ones. What three books have you shared or read to kids? I'm always looking for books to share with kids. So anytime that question's asked, I really pay attention because I want to increase my library so I can share books with kids. So I think that was one of my favorites.
Now, as a principal, do you get to do mini read-alouds?
Yes, I do.
That's awesome.
Yes. I try to schedule days. I haven't been as great about it this year because I've taken over a PE class, so I'm teaching an hour at least every day. But I try to schedule, days where I'm just out reading a certain book to kiddos, different classrooms.
That's wicked awesome. Well, were there any answers that stood out to you? Not necessarily to that question, but to any of the questions, or were there any sidebars that you saw that you were like, wow, look at this go?
Oh my gosh, I could not tell you any specific answers because the whole, just the 1 hour felt like about 5 minutes.
No
kidding. Way information overload.
Well, what are some of your passions right now? Not necessarily EDU. I know you are a runner, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a runner.
And like a daily runner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Like a daily runner every day.
Yeah.
That's wicked awesome.
Yes, I am. It's called streaking. I know when I say that, people go, you're principal. You're
principal. Oklahoma's back in the news tonight, folks. No,
right. But I started that a couple years ago just with the Runner's World Run Streak. It's to run 40 days in a row from, about Memorial Day through the 4th of July. And I did that, and I just thought, as long as I'm healthy, as long as I'm able to, I'll just continue it, and really didn't have a goal in mind, but now I'm kind of going for the comma day, so I've got at least 30 more days left to get there. So,
so what are you at now?
I haven't run yet today, but I'm going to, so I'll be at 971 days
in a
row.
My word. My word. That is so awesome. Any other passions that you have?
Absolutely. I have a passion for reading. I love to read, whether it's professional or just personal books. I love to read. And, of course, my main passion is my family. My three children, I take them to activities, follow them to ball games. We stock show, we baseball, softball, basketball, you name it. And we try to be involved. So I think that would be my main passion.
Okay. How about any trends in education that you're looking into right now?
Oh my goodness. Trends in education.
Or things you're wanting to try maybe at your school.
Oh, sure. I think we would like to, at our school, look at infusing more hands-on technology for our kiddos. We're a small school in a rural area, and I don't say that by any means to say that we have limits, because we do not have limits. But we are looking, would like to look at, we've got a few Spheros throughout our school right now and things like that, but I think we would just want to look at ramping that up a little bit.
Awesome. And how about your EduHeroes? Who does Cass look up to?
Oh my goodness, I've got so many. Let's see. Main EduHeroes would have to be... Oh, wow. Erin, you really put me on the spot with that one.
Sorry.
I'm just going to name a few. They're principals in action members. We followed, we're kind of our own little PLN, if you want to say that. And I've got several people in that group that are just absolutely inspiring. There's a principal by the name of Jeff Kubiak. He's out in California. I've never met him, just know him through the Twitters, but he is super positive, always just has a heart for kids, you can tell. And I'm in a Voxer group with him, several Voxer groups, actually. Lindsay Stumpenhorst, she's L Stump, at L Stump on the Twitters, and I have met her. And she is, again, just super inspirational, always thinking outside the box for kids. Oh my gosh, I could name about 400 people, really.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it just depends on, you know, what you're looking at that day sometimes.
Yes.
And, you know, what time of day it is sometimes. So I totally get it.
Yes.
All right. Well, any parting words to Okla Ed before we go here?
Any parting words to Okla Ed? Let's see. I think I would just encourage Okla Ed, the educators of Oklahoma, to keep at it. I mean, I know this is the toughest of times that we've experienced, but I would just encourage us all to keep our heads up and just to keep the kids in the forefront and do our very best for them. That's who we're working for, is our kids.
Kids deserve it.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to putting this out this week.
Well, awesome. Thanks, Erin, so much. You do a great job, and I enjoy listening each week.
Thank you.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.